You got to tune to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. An ex-Texas congressman who recently resigned from his seat after it was discovered he had paid an $84,000 sexual harassment settlement with taxpayer money is now in hot water back home in South Texas. Blake Farenthold is at the center of a lawsuit filed by the Victoria Advocate newspaper on Monday. This lawsuit is actually against the Calhoun Port Authority. The paper alleges that the port is violating state law with its lack of transparency regarding their recent hiring of the ex-Texas congressman, Mr. Farenthold. Joining us now is Chris Cobbler. He is editor of the Victoria Advocate. He's also president of the Freedom of Information Foundation of Texas. Chris, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
So why is your paper suing the Calhoun Port Authority?
Well, we felt we needed to do that after our reporting revealed that the Calhoun Port Authority had violated the Texas Open Meetings Act. We could tell from our reporting that they had not properly posted the meeting in which Farenthold apparently was hired. I say apparently because the Port Authority hasn't really said what it did and when it did it, but emails that we obtained showed a conversation between Mr. Farenthold and the port's executive director about his hiring and about the fact that the board needed to approve his contract. But the port says it did not need to have the board take any action, and that it's sort of a complicated public notice issue. But at its heart, it's actually very, very simple, really, that elected officials have to notify the public when they're going to take any matter of high public interest, where they take any action on that, and they did not.
I see. Let me back this up for just a moment, because it's my understanding that nobody knew there had been any sort of hiring of Blake Farenthold until he appeared on a radio program there. Maybe it was a Corpus Christi radio station or something. And in this broadcast, right, he announced that he was going to be representing, presumably as a lobbyist of some sort, the port of Port Lavaca. Is that right?
Right. Port Lavaca, Point Comfort, also known as the Calhoun Port Authority. He did announce this on a radio program out of Corpus, although there had been no public notice of it, no public meeting about it, no public vote about it. He just said, "Oh, this is happening."
So let me make sure I understand this. Do we know that he has actually been hired? I mean, I had read some details in some published accounts that his salary was going to be something along the lines of $150,000-$160,000 a year. That he was going to be representing them in Washington as kind of it sounded like a lobbyist to me. Do we know that deal has actually been reached?
Yes, the port said they are paying him $160,000, and he started on his job last week.
Now, you are claiming, you and the newspaper are claiming that the Port Authority had an obligation to what? Let voters in the region, at least, know that they intended to hire Blake Farenthold. Why?
Well, the port's a taxing entity, so it has an elected board. So it has an obligation to the people who elect it to, you know, post their public meetings and follow the Texas Open Meetings Act. A 1986 Texas Supreme Court ruling established this public notice issue very clearly when the Austin Independent School District did hire a superintendent without any public notice. That case went to the Texas Supreme Court, and the Texas Supreme Court ruled that for a high-profile position like this, you clearly have to say on the agenda what you're doing, and they didn't do that in this case.
Chris, newspapers aren't swimming in cash these days. Why would this be worth the time and the effort and, frankly, the resources to take on the Calhoun Port Authority over this matter? Why is this so important?
Open government is the cornerstone of what we do and how our democracy functions. So it is really that important to us. We're fortunate in that we have support from the Freedom of Information Foundation of Texas and others in the legal community who can make it possible for us. But I also very much tip my hat to our locally owned, family-owned newspaper that's willing to take this stand. It's difficult to do in the current economic climate. It's difficult to do at any time, really. But we have certainly heard from many, many people in our community who are very grateful to us for taking this lead.
Chris Cobbler is editor of the Victoria Advocate, which is suing the Calhoun Port Authority over the hiring of Blake Farenthold as a new lobbyist. Chris, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us on the Texas Standard.
Happy to do so.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.